Chapter 5. The midday sun glinted off the waters of the far northwest sea as thick-headed revellers from the previous night hauled anchors to sail out and scour the seas or range the coasts in their constant search for plunder and booty, slaves and trinkets. Gabool the Wild watched them from the high window of his banqueting hall, Wave Blade, Black Sail, Rat Helm and Green Fang, four good craft laden with the rakings and scrapings of seas and oceans, murderers all. Gabool had conferred captaincy of the Green Fang on Gartail, an up-and-coming member of the Sea Rat Brethren, but dull and wholly servile to his master Gabool, Lord of all waters. Dull Gartail might be, but Gabool knew that it would not stop him gossiping to the master of the Dark Queen, Saltar, brother of Bloodrig. Gartail knew that the Dark Queen habitually ranged the seas to the south. He would make sure his path crossed with Saltar. There was little doubt the Corsair Master of Dark Queen would hear the tale of his brother's death, chapter and verse. Gabool tore at a leg of roasted kittiwake and chewed reflectively. Saltar had the reputation of being a hard sea rat to cross. Though they had never matched blades, Gabool knew Saltar to be a Corsair hook fighter, using a vicious metal hook to impale opponents before slaying them with his curved sword. Gabool spat the meat away and hurled the kittiwake leg out of the window, watching it bounce off rocks on the sheer face until it hit the sea below. He laughed slyly. Two could play at that game. Taking a long dagger from his waist sash, Gabool went to the far end of the hall. A coloured cloth wall hanging held outward by a wooden rail near the ceiling reached from on high down to the floor. Gabool pushed it to one side and found the crack in the stonework behind it. He jammed the long dagger, handle first, into the crack so that it was wedged, with the blade pointing outward, then let the wall hanging fall back into place. Though he was a renowned fighter and a fearless one, Gabool never took chances, particularly since the incident with the Mouse Maid. Standing back, Gabool surveyed the trap. Good. The wall hanging looked like any other in the hall, perfectly harmless. Now his restless eye was caught by the great bell. He wandered around its wide perimeter, fascinated by the object. Surely no Sea Rat King had ever taken such a magnificent prize. Gabool pinged it with his long curving claws, sounded it by banging his rings and bracelets upon its brazen surface, amazed by the clear musical noises it made, tingling, humming and vibrating. He bared his lips, leaning close in. He bit lightly at it, making his gold teeth reverberate with the echoes from the bell. Gabool stroked the cool curving object as he crooned softly.
Speak to me, beauty. We must get to know each other well. I am Gabool the Wild, your owner, but you need not fear me. Your voice will call to my fleet one day. Your tones will terrify my enemies. You will be the voice of Gabool when I set you atop of my fort and let your tongue swing free. Then you will boom out across the waves so that all the seas will know Gabool is king.
On a sudden impulse, Gabool dashed off. Slamming the door behind him, he took the downward stairs three at a time, deeper and deeper into the depths of his own lair. Two guards were standing at the entrance to the prison cells. Gabool whirled upon them with a snarl.
Get out of my sight and leave me alone here.
As the guards fled, Gabool made his way to a cell that was little more than a cage. He lounged against the bars, grinning at the pitiful creature locked up inside.
Well, Bellmaker, ready to work for me yet?
Joseph the Bellmaker was chained by his waist to the wall. The floor of the subterranean cell was awash with seawater, which seeped through from outside. Joseph had once been a powerful, well-fleshed mouse, but now his cheeks were sunken, and dark circles formed around his eyes. Starvation and ill treatment had taken their ruthless toll on the bellmaker.